This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. What would you do if you knew at some point in your life you could not escape the family curse, serious heart disease? Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talked with two people who were in that exact situation until very recently. Then a doctor discovered the genetic factor that might save the lives of future generations. Karen, who are these people and how was the problem identified?
Madeline, they're the Stephenson family from Des Moines, Iowa, and they're very familiar with the scourge of heart disease. Don Stephenson is 72, and he says his father died of a heart attack when he was 46 years old. Don himself had a very serious heart attack when he was 63, and he immediately changed his eating habits. His wife Barb is a nurse, and she saw to that.
Well, wives will do that, won't they?
They will. And in this case, Barb did something even more important. She got Don and his brothers and sisters, all of whom have had very serious heart disease, into a special study at the Cleveland Clinic, a major research facility. Dr. Eric Topol, chief of cardiovascular medicine at Cleveland, supervised the study. Here's what he and his researchers discovered.
We knew there was a family here with a high incidence, and then, of course, doing a genome-wide scan, we were fortunate enough to find a hot spot, what we call a linkage peak, and then we were able to zoom in on that and find the exact gene with its mutation. And also had to show the cause and effect relationship between that gene and the abnormality in the artery wall that leads to heart attacks.
So now they know this heart trouble is genetic and for many members of the family, inescapable.
Wow, that must have seemed like a death sentence to them.
Well, it made them feel not great at first, as you can imagine, but later they decided there was a silver lining. Here's Don Stephenson.
Well, at first we were, I would say, a little bit devastated. And then after we thought about it a while, we thought, well, boy, are we the lucky ones. We're the ones that really know now, and we can probably do something to help prevent it with our diet, exercise, and there are a couple of smokers in the family yet, and that's one thing he said was probably the worst thing anybody could do is smoke.
Karen, I think that would really depress me still as a young person to know that a heart attack is looming in my future. What does the next generation of Stephenson say about that?
Well, I wonder too, so I talked to Mark Stephenson, who's Don's son, to ask. He said his dad's serious heart attack about 10 years ago was a big hint to him that heart trouble might be in his future too, so he began immediately to try to head off that possibility.
I've always kind of been of the view that I have risk factors anyway, just based upon the fact that, you know, my dad had a heart attack, my family has a history of this and that sort of thing. And given that event, there were things that I've done in my life already to try to mitigate some of those things that otherwise might affect me in 15 or 20 years.
And how does he do that?
Well, Mark watches what he eats, and he exercises regularly. He does stuff like run, he plays tennis, he plays golf, he goes to the gym. Those are things he enjoys, and they're great stress reducers to boot, which in his case is a good thing because he works for a Wall Street investment firm, and part of every day is spent on his company's trading floor.
Well, stress is a big indicator for heart attacks. That seems pretty stressful.
You would think so, but he says he loves it, and he thinks that the other things that he does sort of offsets whatever stress is in his job.
And does he have kids?
He does. They have two young children, he and his wife.
And do they have the gene?
His two children have not yet been tested. Dr. Topol says they're testing family members in bunches, and eventually everyone will be tested. But so far, over 50% of the Stephenson family tested has inherited this gene, which is a dominant one, which of course means that there's a higher than normal likelihood that this gene will show up. Dr. Topol says the people who discover that they've escaped inheriting the gene are pretty relieved.
And then the ones who do know, and especially the youngest individuals in this large family, this is a great new opportunity for them because this is a disease that takes 20 or 30 years to incubate. And if we can get a big advance jump on that with aggressive preventive tactics, well, that, of course, we may be able to change the natural history completely.
So that's pretty optimistic. Mark Stephenson's not overly worried?
He's not. He says if his children have this gene, at least knowing that early on will be a huge help because they can be monitored early and maintain a healthy lifestyle from a very early age. And most important, they won't be just sitting around in fear waiting for something horrible to happen. He says that that's an important lesson, not just for his kids, but for other families who may have other congenital conditions.
That's for everybody that's out there. I mean, you know, obviously they've identified something that exists that is not only just a risk factor, but in some respects maybe a foregone conclusion. And given that information, then you can do something about it as opposed to just having a time bomb in your chest.
So in the Stephensons case, Madeline, forewarned might indeed be forearmed.
Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. Thanks a lot, Karen.
You're welcome.